relating to health, security, and safety. We're very, very lucky to have you, Jim Learning. Please come up to the stage and help me welcome Jim Learning.
Thank you very much. I'm way out of my league here. Way. LOS. Push on. I'm always stepping up anyway and overstepping. I'm a little guy and I have no business to be doing that. But I've been lucky. Thank you very much for organizing these people, Finn. You're taking a very principled approach to what is a systemic environmental pushback by environmentalists. I mean, we do our best, but when we see somebody step out like this, I think that's exemplary. And coming from little problems like this, you're setting the bar. You have to do it because environmentalists can get bought off so quick. Like, it's just painful. I've seen it happen. So, yes, I'm a Labradorian. But not to say I'm not a Newfoundlander, but I'm not. I have relatives from Newfoundland, of course, like we all do. My Aboriginal component has been in Labrador on this continent for thousands of years, and my non-Aboriginal, 300 maybe, on the best day count. So what I want to talk about is a terrible thing to say, is me. And all of this, though, it isn't about, obviously it's not about me, it's about the fight we have. First of all, we're marginalized by being a small population, and I remember 1969, thereabouts, we took a helicopter and we commandeered a helicopter in Cartwright because Goodred Hutchins was putting up a cabin on the Eagle. Up until that time, none of our people were allowed to have licenses. Anybody from anywhere else, especially particularly St. John, could have a license. We couldn't. So we chose that to push back on that, and we did quite well. We kept it for a week. So this is not strange to me. But what's strange to me is this, that I have to do that. I have to be involved in that. And when Bill Romke, rest his soul, he's gone now, confronted me on the floor one time, he said, "Why did you do what you did in Cartwright?" I said, "Mr. Romke, there's one thing you have to remember. We were home. They come to see us. We were minding our own business. They come to invade us." And Muskrat Falls is exactly the same thing. We didn't go anywhere. We were staying home. And I very much resent Dunderdale's approach to that when she said, when Quebec interfered at some point, and she said, "Don't they know that we own that up there?" Well, here we go again. Labrador being owned. But that's not the focus here tonight. That's just what brings my indignation to a boil. And when I hear things that David's been speaking about with regard to coercion, I see the Godfather sending people out to beat people up. This is what this is. This is a threat. And there's nothing people should respond quicker to than a threat of any kind. Because that's invading your dignity. I don't give you a lesson in morality. That's not what I'm here for. What I'm here for is to talk about the fact that we had no choice in this. We had no say in this. We as Labradorans were overwhelmed. A lot of the people agreed with it. The ones that didn't agree with it, certainly we are a minority. That'd be the land protectors. But I never meet anybody when I'm talking about this that tells me that I'm wrong. And that's a very clear sign to me that it's all good. But there we go again. People have jobs, relatives have jobs, and so it's a compromise. So for me to push the envelope on this, I've done this before. 2 years ago, I got thrown in jail because I wouldn't sign an undertaking to stay away from the fight I started. I went to the line with the boys. I got there a little bit late. They were a bit disorganized. The president of the organization was there. He wouldn't do so good. So we somehow or another, we beefed it up a bit. Got a lot more attention, more police, and they arrested us, which was our objective. But the boys, strange enough, and your choice always, signed the undertaking to get away from that. I didn't do that. They threw me in jail. I spent a week there. So here we go again. But this time, when they come to arrest, I was in each crowd every time. They would not arrest me. They stayed away from me. I'm not untouchable, not by a long shot. Look at me. No, I intimidate nobody. But they wouldn't do it. And I've been finding out why lately, and it's quite flattering. I'm not going to ever repeat it. But I eventually did get, the RCMP didn't arrest us that last time we were in. The sheriff's department was sent out by the courts to arrest me because I had contravened a court injunction. I did that many times. I went right inside the gate and spoke to the camera. So what was different this time? I don't know. But anyway, I struck it. They threw me in jail and for a week. My objective was to up the visibility, but what I have to tell you about that is none of what happened to me is, what happened to me is meaningless in terms of what happened to me. The idea is the principle of democracy and defending my right to protest, to defend our waters from poison, to defend ourselves from being drowned downstream from the North Spur. That was the principle. So every time I sat in a police car, and I did it many times, handcuffed, that was the indignation. We stayed home, we minded our own business. They come and got us anyway. They routed us out of bed and took us to the cells. Four of us went into the cell, but to me, the symbolism of that meant that this is what they will do to you if you push back against them. Because them being, for me, the Newfoundland government and the feds who backed this. So our MP has got to hear a lot more yet, and she will. So I'm trying to find, you've been here for a long time, I appreciate that, city. I'm just trying to find a way to really get the point across that nobody should be treated the way we were treated. Never mind. You know? It's not about the way they treat me. It's about the way they treat the spirit of democracy that I am a part of. It did not exist. Every time I got in that police wagon, nothing existed in the way of democracy. And when they threw the cell door open the day I got arrested and told me, it was about 5 o'clock in the evening, I'd been there all day, like we do, and they said, Learning, get ready, you're going to St. John's. I said, well, what for? That's not the question you should ask. You're just going to St. John's. I said, okay, thank you very much. I mean, my guts was just like it was a rage. If I'd been 6'6", I'd have went ahead and picked them up. But I'm not, so I didn't. And right away, I've been breaking the rule because we don't touch people. We've never done that. We're not mean. We've never done anything untoward destroy the stance and what we have going. We have a good thing going. Number one, we're right. And number two, we're defending ourselves. And number three, why would the justice, and I use this term loosely, the so-called justice system, I should say, and I have to attack that. I mean, there are people in this room who say you shouldn't do that, and that's true. I should have no reason to attack the justice system. But you know something? That injunction was issued against us because we were helpless. We were a ragtag bunch of people trying to defend ourselves. Like I said, we didn't leave home from this tyranny that was coming in to rip the river apart. It's not one river in that valley. There are 8 rivers in that valley, countless sizable brooks, and many, 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 many streams. So that's the whole ecosystem that's precious. Well, guess what? It's been wrecked because that stupid dam is going up at the mouth of those 8 rivers. That's a hell of a lot of ecology to take out of the system in one smack. But Danny Williams engineered it. Nalcor is trying to execute it. They lost the war the day that they fired the first shot. We lost the battle because we pushed back against them. So there's nothing here but losers. And that is the problem. Like I say, it's not about me. It's about the, like Dave said, I thought this was a priceless expression, the deficit, the democratic deficit. Come on, that's huge. And couple that with the environmental destruction, what do you have? You have losers. Everybody that signs onto that, ignores that, is a loser. So by not getting involved, I'm sorry, I have to say this, we are all losers if we don't get involved and push back. Here we stand, telling people we are a democracy. Well, with some pretty severe conditions in this province in that territory. I don't exactly know how to finish this except to say it was an awfully lonely feeling for us up there in being in our territory, staying at home, I keep repeating, just minding our own business, having this wave of destruction come in, and standing on those groins that were to become the cofferdam that was becoming the dam now, and looking at that destruction, I have a lump right here just thinking about it. And I stood there. And when that police officer came up and said, "Are you going to leave?" Of course not. Do what you're going to do. I'm not leaving. And we should all at least stand a little ways up if we're not up. I get that I'm in a very privileged situation. I am free to do what I do. I answer to nobody except the conscience of the rule of law, a conscience of democracy, fairness, and the rule of law. The Newfoundland government has not even come close. To me, the foundation of morals, ethics, and integrity is fairness. There is no fairness in what Danny Williams has done to us with this project. None. And I've confronted him before, and I would confront him again. He's a little man in my world in many, many, many ways. But this is the dirtiest, meanest, rottenest, low-down trick that any politician has ever pulled on a benign population. This is it. Muskrat Falls. This is the epitome of stupidity. The accomplishment of nothing.
Woo! You tell him. Get going.
You know, I don't have to tell you. You can see it. It is. And when I look at people like Dave and Des and Ron and Maurice and other people at JP and JR and all those people I've been reading and new people that are on our side, like, these are the little beacons that are sticking out that have to grow. And it's a heavy responsibility. You're in a big hole, but for God's sake, just make it grow, because that is our problem. We have been too passive too long. We think that defeat is what we should take, and defeated is what we should be. That's not right. So to me, it's all about, for God's sake, let's fix this. Whatever it is. Thank you.